And we're joined now by Norwalk senior boys basketball player Jack Brown. Brown leads the Warriors with 43 pointers on the year and is averaging about 9 points a game for the seventh-ranked team in Class 4A. Jack, the team's won 11 straight games now after last night. Just how much fun are you guys having right now?
It's been a lot of fun lately. You know, it helps to win games, but it's great going out each night with just with the guys and competing and having fun.
What's the team chemistry been like this year?
It's been great, and I think it starts with the trust that we have in each other. You know, we all trust that we're going to make plays for each other, you know, do the right things, and that, you know, that creates just a great chemistry and makes it a lot easier to play with each other.
Now, you were a freshman back in 2020, the last time Norwalk won the 3A state title. What are your best memories of that championship run?
You know, my brother was actually on that team, so, you know, it was fun to watch him play and get to be a part of that. But I think my favorite memory was watching the championship game at home because of COVID.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a really fun time just watching them win that at home. It was definitely a different experience. You know, I thought I would be able to be there to watch it. But, yeah, it was different, but it was fun.
Yeah, I was actually covering that game the first round that year when you played Harlan. It was a full house, and then by the end of the week, there was nobody there.
Yeah.
Crazy year for sure, but, you know, I don't know where I saw this motto for the team, many roles, one goal. Is that what the motto is this year?
Yeah, it's same, different roles, same goals.
Okay, there you go. Describe your role, I guess, on this year's team.
You know, I think my role is just to go out there and, you know, I'm a cross-country runner, so I naturally have had a lot of endurance, and it's just to go out there and compete and play hard the whole game. Just, you know, compete on defense, just working hard, getting loose balls, getting steals, and then knocking down the open shot when I can.
And I know very early in the season, the team was kind of struggling for wins, and your shot wasn't falling the most. And then December game there at Des Moines Lincoln, you knocked down 5 threes in the first quarter. And it seems like ever since then, you've really been knocking down those long-range shots. What kind of determines a good shooting night for you?
You know, it definitely helps to see some of the first few shots go in, just get into the rhythm of the game. But, you know, I think the games where we're playing good defense or I'm playing good defense, it translates to the offensive side of the game because I'm more focused on defense and it's just kind of unconscious when I'm shooting. I'm not thinking about it too much. It's just, it's natural.
Have you noticed a difference in the way teams are starting to guard you now with your three-point percentage up to about 42%?
I have noticed a little bit of a difference. Teams playing a little bit closer to me, but you know, I don't want to say I'm a really good shooter, but and say that teams are face guarding me. But there is a little bit of a difference. It's tougher to get open, but I think that's opened up some other things and opportunities for our other guys.
Right, you guys got a lot of weapons, and it's kind of a pick your poison at times. So. Speaking of good shooting, were you able to watch your younger sister last night in the first half? Pearl had 15 points by halftime, kind of a breakout game for her.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch. You know, she wasn't playing varsity at the start of the year, but now with some players injured, she's been given the opportunity to play at the varsity level. And it's been fun to watch her, you know. Even though she's a freshman, I think she does a great job out there. She works hard, and it's really fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And now Coach Pelzer has mentioned a couple times that basketball is pretty big in your family. Can you kind of talk about that?
Yeah, my mom and dad both played college basketball. They both played at Central. My mom was actually able to be a part of a national championship team at Central, which was pretty cool. And she was able to win National Player of the Year in D3 one year, which is also pretty cool as well. So, you know, there's some expectations there, but they don't put too much pressure on us, and they just love watching us play.
Right. Well, yeah, that's pretty good pedigree there, what you've talked about. Coach Pelzer has also said many times this year that it all starts on the defensive end of the floor with this team. How much pride do you guys take in your defense and maybe shutting down some of those best players on the opposing team?
Yeah, we really focus on defense. That's our number one priority in games, and I think it's because, you know, playing good defense also translates to good offense. And yeah, the coaches have definitely preached that to us this year, and yeah, it's definitely been a philosophy of ours this year.
And going back to your motto, a different roles, one goal, what is this team's one big goal?
I think our one big goal is to, you know, see how far we can make it in the state tournament. I mean, it might surprise some people, you know, the position that we're in right now, the amount of games that we've won, but I think our team, like within our group, you know, we knew we had the talent, we had the drive, and we have guys 1 through 16 who are willing to all put in the effort and all, you know, be contributors in their own way.
What do you think is going to be key? How are you guys going to be able to accomplish that goal and get to Wells Fargo and make a little run there?
I think it's just going to be by consistently doing what we've been doing, not trying to do anything differently, because we've gotten to the place that we are right now by just being consistent and not doing too much, just sticking to our roles and continuing to play hard on the defensive end.
All right, one more question for you, Jack. Friday night is senior night against Oskaloosa. What's it going to mean to you and the rest of the seniors to take the floor one more time? I guess your final regular season home game, you'll probably have another one in the postseason, but what's senior night mean to you?
You know, it means a lot. You know, the final kind of final regular season home game. It's going to be, you know, it'll be kind of sad just seeing that the final game senior year, but it'll be really fun to go out there and play and hopefully get the win on senior night.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks a lot for joining us on Radio Sports Page. Good luck the rest of the year. We look forward to following you guys.
Thanks for having me on.